Hey, we don't want to talk about your personal life. We got a little time for that.
Don't worry, buddy. Rick Hertzberg, Marcus Melitzis.
Hey, did you know you can watch on? That's right, Law and Order every weeknight. When you feel like a little, just turn your TV to. And Mondays, Without a Trace joins Law and Order. Now it's 2 hours.
Cuff him, and if he tries to resist, shoot him.
Two cases.
One little girl is still missing.
Two great dramas. Watch Without a Trace right after Law and Order on Mondays at 10, 9 Central, TNT. We know drama.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Kerry slams Bush on Iraq, taking a break from debate preparation. John Kerry accusing George W. Bush today of seeking to hide the facts in Iraq from the American people. Kerry held a town meeting in Spring Green, Wisconsin, not far from the golf resort where he's preparing for the first face-off with Bush on Thursday night. For a second straight day, Kerry denounced Bush for saying he stands by last year's aircraft carrier speech declaring an end to major combat. Kerry said the mission was not accomplished in Iraq, and Bush knows it. George W. Bush also took a break from the debate preparations to campaign in Ohio. Bush insisted he can again win Ohio, a state he carried 4 years ago. He's made that state a priority. Today's visit, the 26th since he became president. By focusing on strongly Republican parts of the state, Bush is looking to boost turnout in Ohio, and he'll be back there again this weekend. John Edwards today accused President Bush's reelection campaign of lying in TV ads about John Kerry's Vietnam War service and his plan to reform health care. Edwards said they will absolutely lie about anything. A Bush health care ad claims Kerry would put health care decisions in the hands of government bureaucrats. Edwards says there's not a single new government program in our health care plan which calls for strengthening existing government programs. The North Carolina senator also criticized the Bush campaign's attacks on Kerry's military service and Republican attempts to portray Kerry as a supporter of al-Qaeda and former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. Senator Edward Kennedy said today an arrogant rush to war in Iraq has made the country more vulnerable to nuclear attack, while the Bush administration has misled the public with what he called happy talk about prospects for peace. As Bush campaign ads hit the air criticizing Kerry, Kennedy again tried to paint the president as a reckless, stubborn leader whose Iraq war policies have only fueled the insurgency there. He said the president's handling of the war has been, quote, a toxic mix of arrogance, ignorance, and stubborn ideology. Meanwhile, Kennedy said the administration continues to insist the country's safer now because of the war, but he says Americans, quote, deserve to hear more from our president than happy talk like that. And Kennedy said the war in Iraq has made the mushroom cloud more likely, not less likely. At least three people dead after a car bomb attack today near the Iraqi stronghold of Fallujah. Police say a suicide attacker set off the bomb at an Iraqi National Guard checkpoint. Three victims, all members of the guard. A witness says a number of people injured. Guardsmen and Iraqi police have reportedly been targeted by Iraqi insurgents trying to undermine the interim government. This is Air America Radio News.
Wednesday, I think we should all shop Kohl's one-day sale together.
I'd love to, Mom, but I have my clarinet lesson.
Nope, I moved it.
Oh, no, I have soccer practice on Wednesday.
Coach said he'll cancel.
Yes.
Get to Kohl's one-day sale this Wednesday only. Take 40 to 50% off knit tops and sweaters. Save 30 to 40% on all men's and women's Adidas athletic shoes. All kitchen electrics and floor care, 15 to 50% off. And save 50 to 60% on all luggage.
Oh, Wednesday's my doctor's appointment, honey.
Now it's early next month.
Great.
Kohl's.
Fits your wallet, schedule, style.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes.
That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Unfiltered. Coming up next on Unfiltered. 20 more minutes or so, you're going to be elated. Nothing to do and nowhere to go. Sitting here in Queens, eating refried beans. From the legendary band, Marky Ramone is here to crown the kids with cool. Plus, the triumphant return of Mike Papantonio on Unfiltered.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
You work hard and you...
Good evening. Chris Seeger, it's Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We do appreciate it. Uncle Mike's Story Corner tonight, among the items we have to offer for your evening's entertainment. And don't miss tomorrow's program. We're going to have some fun with Dumb and Dumber. Fun and frivolity with President Bunny Pants, interviewed by the equally unstable Bill O'Reilly. Apparently they had an interview over the weekend. It's been chopped into three pieces to give Bunny Pants the most mileage. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, O'Reilly and Bunny Pants. So we'll have some sound for you on that. And this Thursday night, we'll be covering the debates live with Janine and Sam, commercial free. So we invite you to turn off the television and tune into Air America Radio for debate coverage starting at, Janine and Sam start at 7 o'clock, but I believe the debate coverage starts at 9. And you know when you tune in here, you'll be given honest, fair commentary. So join us for that. I think Janine and Sam then are going to join me for the first half hour. Yeah, because the debate goes for 90 minutes. It'll go till from 9 till 10:30. And then at 10:30, we will move right into a discussion. I think Janine and Sam may have some guests lined up. We shall see. All right? So stay with Air America Radio all this week. Going to be a hot week. A couple of items here. They caught my eye. Maybe they caught yours. You know, there's an election coming up in Afghanistan also, right?
supposedly in October, on October 9th, where the new Democratic Republic of Afghanistan elects what? I don't know. Elects Hamid Karzai again? What a joke this has become. People around the world who look at our brand of bayonet-forced, missile-enforced democracy must say to themselves, gosh, gee, is that what is this? This is democracy? Well, anyway, October 9th in Afghanistan is going to be a vote, and 300 elders of the Terezay, that's a Pashtun tribe. The Pashtuns are the biggest tribe in Afghanistan, is that right, Kathy? Anyway, 300 elders of the Terezay, a Pashtun tribe in southeast Khost province, put together an announcement broadcast on local radio. Some 120 to 150,000 Terezays, people in this tribe, are scattered throughout the southern and eastern mountains, so they put this thing on the radio. Here's what the ad said. All the Terezay tribespeople should vote for Hamid Karzai. If anyone from Terezay tribe votes for other candidates, the tribe will burn their houses. what's his name? Dick Cheney. If you vote for John Kerry, there will be attacks on your country. Isn't that all the Terezay people should vote for Hamid Karzai? If anyone votes for other candidates, the tribe will burn their houses. Now, here's the problem. The poor Terezay, 150,000, they're kind of caught between that threat and a threat from Taliban insurgents. The Taliban, who are determined to retake what they consider to be their country from the puppet government of Hamid Karzai, the Unocal oil executive, or oil consultant, and the Bush crime family and U.S. military. So the Taliban has said they will kill anyone who takes part in the October 9th vote. So on the one hand, you have this huge Pashtun tribe, the elders, 300 elders say, look, if you vote for Karzai, if you don't, we'll burn your house down. And the Taliban said, if you do, vote for anybody. We'll just kill you. That's all. Very simple. We will just come and cut your throat, and that's it. Let your blood run into the desert. Wow. Gee, George, you're doing such a good job bringing democracy to these poor, troubled people around the earth, you know? In Germany, near the Rhein-Main air base, Rhein-Main air base, Germany, according to UPI, and you got to take this with a grain of salt because it is UPI, but apparently U.S. troops stationed in Germany are upset over plans to change the Uniform Code of Military Justice. They're going to change it. The Pentagon is to make paying for sex a punishable offense. So if you're a soldier, male or female, and you decide to go buy a quickie, if this change takes place, you now can be court-martialed. In Germany, which is different from perhaps certainly other parts of the world where U.S. troops are stationed, prostitution is legal, and women who choose to work in the sex profession are taxed like any other worker. They're also given regular health checks. An army sergeant said it would be different if it were some third world country that had no jobs and no opportunity and women were forced into it. It's a little bit pushy to enforce that law here, don't you think? How are they going to find out? Will they have spies now? Will Ashcroft unleash a bunch of faux prostitutes near the U.S. military bases in Germany? God, it's getting sicker and sicker. Now, we've talked about this, 9,000 times, and I've gotten challenges before from people to say, Malloy, you're crazy. Okay, here it is. The Reverend Jerry Falwell said Friday that evangelical Christians, after nearly 25 years of increasing political activism, now control the Republican Party and the fate of George Bush in the November election. There it is, right from America's own Taliban spokesman, Jerry Falwell. Big old blubbery-faced, miserable Jerry Falwell. Where did I see? Was he on CNN today? Why does CNN, anytime they want to comment from a Protestant religious leader, they bring in this sick, sick man? Why don't they bring in William Sloan Coffin? Or did he just die? I guess he just died. Well, that would be quite a feat, wouldn't it? Why don't they bring in a liberal church leader? Why is it always this sick, monstrous Jerry Falwell? Anyway, Falwell now makes it very clear. It's a fait accompli. The Republican Party is owned by evangelical Christians. Falwell said at a training conference, election training conference of the Christian Coalition, the Republican Party does not have the head count to elect a president without the support of religious conservatives. Falwell said evangelical Christians are now by far the largest constituency within the Republican Party. Huh? The Falwell was speaking with a group of about a dozen speakers at this Christian Coalition workshop. You know, I bet you Christ would like to come down with his flaming sword and lop some of these heads off. Don't you think? If I were Jesus Christ, and I had people like Falwell and Robertson and Dobson and Wildman and the rest of these thugs claiming to speak for me, I would make a supreme effort. I would go to God. I would say, look, God, Dad, look, I know I'm not supposed to go back there until the so-called second coming for the Protestants and the arrival of Messiah for the Jews. But listen, I have to go down there and lop some heads off because these people are really pissing me off. I mean, seriously, Dad, can I go back? Just give me one of those terrible swift swords that you have over there hanging behind the bathroom door. Let me just take one terrible swift sword and go down there. Because I want to lop off Falwell's head and Robertson, and there's a whole bunch of them. Your Honor, God, Dad. A lot of them have these TV programs. Who's that one that says, say baby? Say baby. That Ernest Angley, whatever his name is. Oh, Lord, I want to get his hands and feet first and then his head. Say baby. You know that Jesus thinks that, right? I mean, if he's somewhere up in the sky hanging out with the other cloud beings, if he's there, he's listening to Falwell and he's saying, oh, man. I realize this is a human sin, and I'm supposed to be divine, but I would love to go down there and just kick his ass. Actually, I want to go down and lop his head off. Anyway, dozen speakers at this workshop, which was held in a Senate auditorium. Separation of church and bingo. Separation of what? Oh, but don't forget, Christians, you're always being discriminated against, huh? The auditorium was gotten for them by Senator Mitch McConnell, this monstrous Republican thug from Kentucky. Orrin Hatch, the monstrous Republican thug from Utah, was there. Whole bunch of them. Just a whole clutch of them. But a Senate auditorium turned over to the Christian Coalition. Boy, I'd like to be Jesus for a day. You know, I really would. Hey, Dad, give me one of those terrible swift swords. Shoom, 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 thud, shoom, 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 thud, thud, shoom, 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 shoom. He's a man with a mission, got a serious mind. He said, stop what you're doing, get down upon your knees. I've a message for you that you better believe.
You work hard, and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
A lot of birds winter here. You go out to the wetlands, you have a pretty strong likelihood of seeing a bald eagle.
It's also an important nursery ground for fish.
Crystal Kane and Dr. Michael McCrander are environmentalists. They're helping restore Louisiana's sensitive coastal wetland.
Louisiana has about 40% of the nation's wetlands.
But 80% of the wetland losses have occurred in Louisiana.
Their help is vital to the wetland, to our energy needs, and to the companies they work for. Shell and its affiliates.
As you lose the wetland buffer, you lose your protection. And when you lose your protection, it impacts our country's energy.
If the system goes away, all of our options are gone. Shell understands that.
While the wetland also protects a quarter of the country's energy supply, that's not the only reason these two are here.
It's our backyard.
To find out more, visit shell.com.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Went past the hour. I don't understand how that happens. How a religious Nazi like Jerry Falwell can get on the blower and get a hold of somebody like Mitch McConnell, this right-wing monster from Kentucky, and say, "Mitch, hi, it's Jerry. We want a Senate auditorium for one of our religious rain dances here." And they get it. They get it. What would happen, Kathy, if I would call Mitch McConnell and say, "Hey, Mitch, Mike Malloy, I work at Air America Radio, and I want a Senate auditorium. We're going to have a bunch of speakers come and talk about how to run you and your filthy ilk out of Washington, D.C. Did you hear about Theresa Carey? This is from Pueblo, Colorado. She was speaking there at the 4-H Auditorium at the State Fairgrounds. 4-H Auditorium at the State Fairgrounds. Now, I would imagine that would be open to just about anybody. That's not the Senate Auditorium, is it? A group of 600 Democrats were there. And, you know, a lot of them were there. You can bet your bottom dollar I would go to, because I, you know, people don't vote based on what they think of a candidate's spouse. Of course, in Hillary Clinton's case, that may not be the case. If she ever runs for president, they may vote for her because of her spouse. But for the most part, no, they don't. So I would go just for the X factor, you know, Theresa Carey, who is probably a lot like you and a lot like me. In other words, she would love nothing more than to kick the butt of some of these right-wing Republicans. Literally. I don't mean figuratively. I mean literally. Just plant her Manolos right up somebody's backside. But anyway, she was... She delivered what a lot of people wanted to hear when she responded to a heckler, some little you know, pansy, pasty right-winger who decided to take on Theresa Carey during a question-and-answer session. This guy wanted to know why, demanded to know why Carey voted to give Bush authority to attack Iraq, but voted against an $87 billion appropriation bill to support the war effort. The man said, "Is that the kind of thing he would do as president?" And Ms. Carey responded by asking the man whether he had read the legislation that was voted on. I love that. Did you read it? Do you know what you're talking about? The guy said, "No, I haven't read it." So Ms. Carey told him that her husband had supported $60 billion in military appropriations for Iraq, but would not vote for the full $87 billion because he considered it a blank check. She went on to say, "And we knew they'd already given Halliburton millions in no-bid contracts." Referring, of course, to the sneerer-in-chief, Dick Cheney. And then Ms. Carey said, "So if you want to say to my husband flip-flop, just say so. Don't try to hide." And the young, you know how he responded? He started chanting all by himself, four more years, as he walked out of the auditorium. So the crowd picked up on this. You know, they just went, six more weeks. Now, this is the difference in what happens at a Kerry-related rally and a rally for the neo-Nazi George W. Bush, isn't it? If you're at a Kerry rally and you ask a question, even if it's got little barbs on it, "Well, what about your husband, eh?" The person speaking, and in this case it was Theresa Carey, will answer the person asking the question. And if the question isn't what the speaker wanted to hear, you know, whether it's somebody on the Kerry campaign or Mrs. Carey or John Kerry himself, if the question is a snotty, condescending, patronizing, geek Bush-inspired question, it'll be addressed anyway. And once the question is answered, the person can either sit down or walk away. The person at a Kerry rally doing this will not be escorted out or arrested or punched or have his or her hair pulled. At a Bush rally, if someone asks a question that's considered hostile, that would be anything challenging or counter to what the geek on the stage is saying, that person is shouted down or ignored by the speaker, even if it's the killer, Laura Bush. They'll be pelted with garbage. They'll be escorted out. They'll be surrounded by Secret Service. They'll be arrested. They'll be charged with disorderly conduct. They'll be detained. They'll be taken to the nearest lockup. Do you all understand that? Do you Bush supporters who lurk around this program, and bless your hearts, if I were you, I'd lurk around here too. But do you understand? Do you understand how badly that appears for your candidate, your George Bush, that when someone asks an off-script question at a Bush rally, that person will be physically assaulted and or arrested, or both? But at a Kerry rally, the question gets answered. Oh, my God. MSNBC this morning. This is from Joyce, our Arkansas bureau chief. She writes in, "Hi, Mike. This morning, MSNBC aired a brief segment of an interview with Patty Hensley." That's the widow of the man here in Marietta who was executed by terrorists in Iraq, Jack Hensley. And Joyce writes, "Apparently, the interview was done earlier this morning on the Today Show. On NBC. And you know how cable news networks constantly repeat news items? Well, I find it most peculiar that the story was never mentioned again, and to the best of my knowledge, the widow's remarks drew silence on CNN. It's obvious, at least to me," Joyce writes, "that someone in high places squelched her remarks which were not favorable to the Bush war gang's murderous operations in Iraq. Apparently, someone called her from the White House with condolences over her loss. She didn't say it was the warlord in chief. Anyway, her remarks to whomever called weren't the grateful, humble thanks they expected. In a brief portion replayed on MSNBC, she noted that her remarks were lengthy, but she'd reiterate in essence on what she said. Her remarks were against the war and killings in Iraq, and that the effort should not have been wasted on Iraq. And then she was censored. And that's the last we heard of her. If the plans were changed, you can beat us with wires. You can beat us with chains. You can run out your rules, but you know you can't outrun us. As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Smart weapons, dumb president.
Fool me once, shame on you. Hey, fool me, you can't get fooled again.
Somewhere in Texas, a village is missing its idiot. If you agree with these statements, we've got the perfect store for you. SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com, the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store offering scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Tons of outrageous political statements starting at 99 cents. T-shirts starting at $9.95. Magnets, buttons, and even a new W pinata at SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com is the heart and soul of all that is anti-Bush.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator.
SeeYaGeorge.com has been spotlighted on USA Today, The Randy Rhoads Show, Howard Stern, ABC, NBC, and believe it or not, Fox. Don't have a computer? Call for our full-color catalog at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. So let the folks at SeeYaGeorge.com help you show your political colors in an outrageous way. Just click or call SeeYaGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money, big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Listen to Air America Radio whenever and wherever you want. We're available 24/7 on the internet. Just hit our website, www.airamericaradio.com. All you need to do is complete a quick online registration. Once that's done, you're ready to take us live. Air America uses the Real One Player for our streaming. www.airamericaradio.com. Streaming now, live, 24/7. www.airamericaradio.com.
27 before the hour. Coming to your phone calls here in just a second. By the way, the phone number, 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. And it is a toll-free. Former President Jimmy Carter, who has monitored elections throughout the developing world, Carter has gone to some real hell holes to try to lend his the dignity of his presence. Most people in the world know that Carter stands for free elections, for democratic rule, for a representative government. Carter has gone all over the place. He predicted today that the vote coming up in Florida would be as flawed as it was in 2000. That's not a good sign. He wrote a commentary in the Washington Post, and Carter said that some of the basic requirements for a fair election in Florida on November 2nd are still missing. Do you understand that? Basic requirements? Just basic stuff? Carter wrote, the disturbing fact is that a repetition of the problems of 2000 now seems likely, even as many other nations are conducting elections that are internationally certified to be transparent, honest, and fair. Which means that the election of Florida is not transparent, dishonest, and certainly unfair. Now, if you remember, after the Supreme Court, by a vote of 5-4, handed the marbles to George Bush, and Bush then went on to destroy this republic, a commission was appointed. Remember that? A commission that would recommend changes in our electoral process. Carter and former President Gerald Ford led the commission. Anybody ever know? Do you have any idea what the commission recommended? No, neither do I. But apparently, Carter said many of the recommendations were not implemented due to, oh, here's a surprise, inadequate funding and political disputes. Carter said that one of the major problem areas in this year's vote is the fact that there needs to be nonpartisan electoral officials in the state. And there aren't. They're not nonpartisan. If you remember 4 years ago, Florida Secretary of State Catherine Harris, who oversaw the elections, was in charge of the elections, was also the co-chair of Bush's state campaign committee. And everybody just went, oh, yeah, okay, well, I get, yeah, sure. Her successor now, someone named Glenda Hood, boy, is that an appropriate name, is showing, according to Carter, the same strong bias. Another Bush prostitute. There she is. Sorry, don't mean to make it sound anti-woman, but what are you going to say? There she is. Another Bush whore in the Secretary of State's office in Florida to make sure that once again, George W. Bush will get the votes, no matter who wins in Florida. Carter said, quote, Florida's governor, Jeb Bush, naturally a strong supporter of his brother, has taken no steps to correct these departures from principles of fair and equal treatment or to prevent them in the future. Now, what he's talking about is the fact that in 2000, tens of thousands of dark-skinned Americans were thrown out of the electoral process, canceled off the voter logs on what is laughingly referred to as technical grounds. And you'll notice, you remember here just recently, there was an attempt made to disqualify, once again, 22,000 dark-skinned Americans. 22,000. Oh, let's call them African-Americans to separate them from Latinos. 22,000 African-Americans. An attempt was made here about 6 weeks ago to throw them off the voter rolls in Florida. And 61 Latinos. 22,000 black folk and 61 Latinos. 22,000 black folk. Doesn't say how many whites. God. And Carter then added the disappointing caveat. It's not even a caveat. It's more like a fait accompli or whatever you want to call it. But he said reforms were unlikely at this late stage. And the only recourse would be to to provide maximum public scrutiny on what he called the suspicious process in Florida. Well, yeah, Governor, President Carter, I agree with you. Absolutely agree with you. But there's no way to have public scrutiny. How are you going to do that? Huh? You going to go to Ashcroft's Justice Department? Oh, yeah, that'll work. Are you going to go to Glenda Hood, the night-riding Secretary of State in Florida? Huh? You going to go to Jeb Bush himself? Or, I know, let's go to all the various counties and talk to the head of the election process in these different counties and say, hey, look, I'm an observer and I want to make sure that the Republicans don't steal it again. Do you mind if I come in here and look? Yeah. Oh, come right on in, radio boy. Yeah. Here, sit over here and you can watch what goes on. So, Jimmy Carter saying that everything's in place for the Bush crime family to strike in Florida again. Okay, well, let us check some of your eagerly waiting phone calls here. Chris is calling from Abiquiu, New Mexico, our bureau chief out there. Hey, Chris, welcome to the program.
Hello, Sean. Might I say at the beginning, you are being far too insulated from your audience by pulse reading, a la Sean Hannity. Sorry to see that happening.
What? What happened? What are you talking about?
Well, I have never before called you and had to explain what... Never mind. Doesn't matter. Let me see what
okay.
I'm saying.
All right.
Speaking of the so-called elections coming up in Iraq, let us be clear. When a nation is ruled by military might as opposed to the people's will, like Iraq... to have an election take place, all that is necessary is for the people in power to say that an election has taken place. After all, Saddam Hussein won his last election by, what, 99%?
I think he did, yeah.
Or something along those lines. That didn't fool anybody, nor will what happens in January.
Mm-hmm.
This is no more legitimate than what happened with the, quote, handover of power, end quote, to Iyad Alawi. He has no real power. The interim Iraq government has not done anything without United States approval, and they will not. Alawi is an ex-CIA puppet, an ex-murderer for Saddam before that.
Right.
The point is... are there going to be elections in Iraq in January? Oh, sure, yeah, you bet.
And in Afghanistan on October 9th.
Well, yes, I mean, Karzai, I mean, the former Unocal oil consultant.
Right.
It does, because George W. Bush claims Alawi is the legitimate ruler of Iraq, does not mean he is. I mean, you can go back to Ngozi Dinh in Vietnam, or the Shah of Iran, it doesn't matter. What matters is legitimacy. No independent observer believes that this sort of thing is legitimate. No one is going to believe it except for George W. Bush and his puppets.
Yeah, yeah, that's very true. Well, there are some other people who will believe it. They're called American voters who will then applaud if Bush is... steals another 4-year term in this country, they will applaud George's wonderful leadership and guidance. And look over here. Democracy has come to Iraq.
Well, I kind of hope that listeners can actually get to you. They haven't been able to so far. Take care, man.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, Chris. Click. 866-303-2270 is the number. Barry is calling from Long Island. Barry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine.
I just have a quick comment and a question. The comment is this. I'm a registered voter, but I'm not affiliated with any party. However, I am supporting Kerry, and to even take it one step further, I think I want Kerry to be president, probably as bad as Kerry wants to be president.
Mm.
I'm just totally disgusted with Bush. I can't think of one thing that I like about him, from his personality to his politics. I think it's just a total disaster. But the comment I have is this. It just amazes me that all the Republicans will back Republican candidate, all the Democrats will back Democratic candidate. It's like they put their party ahead of what candidate stands for. I believe that if the roles were reversed, if Bush were a Democrat and Kerry were a Republican, the same people that are supporting Bush would support Kerry, and vice versa, because of what party they're in. I mean, what has happened to, hey, who's the best qualified to do the job? Forget about what party. Who cares about party?
Well, but I think, I don't mean to correct you, Barry, but I think what you're overlooking here, there was a time in this country, I'm so old, I remember the time in this country, when it was up to the party to vet the candidates and make sure that the best man who adhered to Democratic Party principles or who adhered to Republican Party principles got the nomination. Those days are gone. I don't see anything wrong with voting a party. I have voted a party all my life, for the most part. There has only been maybe once or possibly twice where in a state or municipal election I have voted for a Republican. And that was simply because I thought the Democrat running was an absolute thief or a coward or a con artist or what have you. But I'm a party, my loyalty is to the Democratic Party. Now, if the Democratic Party shows me that my loyalty is not being respected, then I start working for the Greens or the Independent Party or somebody else. But I don't have a problem with somebody who's loyal to the party. Like I said, it was always based on the idea that your party would sort through the candidates and provide the best one. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree with that. But Mike, let me ask you this: if Bush, I mean, I know this is completely hypothetical, of course,
yeah,
but if Bush had done a great, great job as president, I mean,
right,
he made all the right moves, and everything he did was, like, right on the money, and Kerry were running against him, who would you support?
Well, if pigs had wings, they could fly. I mean, that's really out there, Barry. Yeah, I'd probably vote for him. Hey, Barry, got to leave it there. Thank you, pal. I appreciate you checking in.
I just want to say one to ask.
No, wait, I'm out of time. I can't. I'm sorry. I got a boogie. Thanks, Barry. Thanks for checking in, man. I appreciate it.
Now leave it up to Thomas, Scalia, and Rehnquist. Got a blank ballot, absentee, you're overseas. Seminole will fill it as long as you're down with the GOP. And the W.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid, so if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
There is a terrible affliction plaguing Americans. It's our number one emotional problem, the failure of relationships, dating, and marriage. At Theradate.com, we are a group of licensed and certified mental health professionals who have decided to do something about it. A revolutionary matching and compatibility system originally only for use by therapists is now available to the general public. Theradate.com is not a casual dating site. It does not use personality profiles or other pop psychology gimmicks. It is a matching system utilizing over 80 years of psychological research. We ask questions the way therapists do to get to know their patients. We ask the questions that truly determine who is the best match for you. Theradate.com is now accepting free registration for a limited time. Log on to www.theradate.com to try Theradate's unique matching system for free. If you are tired of being alone and truly want to bond with someone for life, log on to www.theradate.com. That's www.theradate.com. For a limited time, it's free to join our totally unique service.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Minutes before the hour, don't forget Uncle Mike's Story Corner coming up a little bit later tonight. And this Thursday night, we'll be covering the debate live with Janine and Sam from Majority Report. Click. There went my brain again. And according to what I hear from the bosses at the network, it'll be commercial free. During the debate. So turn off the TV and tune into Air America Radio for debate coverage that is honest and fair. All right? David is calling from Staten Island. David, welcome to the program.
Well, hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
First of all, it's the first time I've called in, and I want to say that I'm honored to actually meet someone who remembers when virtual reality came in sugar cubes.
Right. Okay. Yeah, well, that's me all over.
Yeah, okay. When you were talking about swift swords and stuff like that, way back when the Europeans came over here, they slaughtered the Indians because they weren't Christians.
Right,
they
exactly.
They went into Africa, they slaughtered the Africans because they weren't Christians.
Right.
And now we're in this new crusade, and Jesus has nothing whatsoever to do with it.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. That's why I brought it up, because the way the Bush crime family has perverted not just Christianity, but Christ, God, the Virgin Mary, the disciples, the Last Supper, Sermon on the Mount, the raising of the dead, the parting of the sea, they have perverted the Christian faith. So I'll use their model of Jesus up there saying, Dad, give me a sword so I can go down and lop these thugs' heads off.
All right, but this is something that goes back to our earliest colonial colonization days. When, like, you know, with the Spaniards and the British and everyone were coming, you know.
Well, don't forget the Inquisition and don't forget the Crusades.
Exactly.
Christianity is an extremely devouring, bloody religion. It is a conquering, bloody religion.
It has nothing except for the acquiescence of Christians who go along with it. It has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with Jesus.
Well, that's why I've given myself license to attack it every chance I get, because Christianity, I agree with you, Christianity as it is practiced, as it has been practiced for, oh, I don't know, maybe 1,800 years, has absolutely nothing to do with the simple message put out there by the carpenter from Nazareth. So that's why I attack it.
A lot of people, Mike, out here are practicing the simple message.
Right.
Like, it doesn't get into the media because they're supporting the crap that I just described.
Right.
But there are people out here every day doing the individual work, and quite frankly, we've put down the Swiss swords, and I think a lot of us would prefer to keep it that way. Listen, I'll be right with you manning the barricades when it comes to it.
All right. Thanks, David.
Have a good one.
All right. You too. Appreciate your call. No, I thoroughly understand. I have some of the most decent human beings I've ever met have been Christians involved in acts of social justice or acts of public health or trying to help folks. And I mean that in a profound way, trying to help people. But for the most part, the Christian faith in America is not practiced that way. The Christian faith is a matter of capitalism. It's a matter of displaying one's possessions. You have the prayer of Jabez, where some freak from here in Atlanta figured out some little innocuous comment in the Old Testament about gimme, gimme, greed is good. You know, all it is Wall Street lifted from the Bible. People like that make me want to throw up. They really do, because they even have a name for it. What is it, prosperity Christianity or something? These people have taken the words of Jesus Christ, who only gave, what, three sermons? Three or four sermons, that's all. And totally, totally perverted them. Totally, totally changed them into something vile and evil. And that's the kind of Christianity that George Bush subscribes to. I've got something here that I'll probably try to get to tonight. We are costing 100 Iraqi children's, where is it here? More 100 children die daily in Iraq. In 1 month, it says 3,000 children died in Iraq. On average, that is 100 per day. Malnourishment, unsanitary living conditions, bombs, grenades. It's horrifying. Bush has no problem doing that. Madeleine Albright, who was Clinton's Secretary of State, had no problem with the deaths of 500,000 children as a result of the sanctions put on Iraq for a decade before the Bush crime family took power. Matter of fact, I've said this before, I'm paraphrasing, but when she was asked whether or not that was an acceptable price to pay for the containment of Saddam, 500,000 dead children in Iraq, she said yes. You know, to me, these people deserve to go to the hell that they believe exists. I don't believe in that hell. I don't believe in heaven. I don't believe in any of this nonsense. But for the people who do believe it, to say that they are Christian and then to do these horrifyingly demonic acts, to commit these acts of murder and mayhem and destabilization and poison and death and destruction. It's you know, so, but that's the majority of Christians in America today. You know, you have these 10, 15, 20,000 congregation social clubs. I'm talking about the number of members. They're not there. You know, Christ said, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there is my church." You know, you have these social clubs where they, oh, never mind, I don't want to get into it. But these are not Christians. These are not followers of Christ. These are perverters. Just like Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and James Dobson and Donald Wildman, and the list goes on and on. These are people who would take a hammer to Jesus' head if he showed up and tried to get into their TV studios. These are guys who would mace him. These are guys who would pepper spray Christ right in his eyes. You know, Christ would sit out there in the forests of Oregon or Washington State trying to stop loggers from coming in, these huge timber companies from coming in and cutting down 2,000-year-old trees. Christ would probably try to stop that. He would say, look, this tree was planted when I was hung at Golgotha, when I was hanged on a tree in Golgotha, so leave the tree alone. You know what they would do? The people employed by the timber companies, they would hold his eyes open and blast pepper spray into Jesus Christ's eyeballs. That's exactly what they would do. Now, you know that, and so do I. And that's enough church chat for tonight, okay? I just wanted to get that out. I despise Christians, 90% of them. The 10%, like Jimmy Carter, who are doing righteous, Christ-like work, I have the deepest respect. But that's such a small minority. Most Christians are liars, sneaks, and supporters of this mass killer who sits in the White House. Stay with us. Uncle Mike's Story Corner coming up next hour, and your phone calls. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Hi, this is Larry King. If you're like me, someone in your family has had heart disease. Well, I found something everyone can do that can help. Drink Welch's 100% grape juice every day. The same delicious grape juice you enjoyed when you were a kid can help keep your heart healthy. Because Welch's grape juice is made from rich purple Concord grapes and no added sugar. So it's full of natural antioxidants. In fact, a USDA study found Welch's grape juice has more than twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. Now that's something your family can drink to.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Another FBI translation backlog. An internal audit today finds the FBI still has a huge backlog of untranslated recordings from terrorism and spy investigations. The Justice Department finding comes despite an influx of money and people earmarked for those translations after the 9/11 attacks. The audit found the FBI still lacks the necessary language experts to handle hundreds of thousands of hours of intercepted audio recordings. Another holdup involves the technology, especially in computer storage capacity. This audit also found more than one-third of Al-Qaeda intercepts are not reviewed within 12 hours of collection, as is supposed to be required by the FBI director. This audit made 18 recommendations to the FBI, the agency's inspector general says. Many of those suggestions have already been implemented, and the FBI officials say they are hiring linguists as quickly as possible, 3 years after 9/11. Campaigning in Wisconsin's dairy country today, John Kerry charging the Bush administration secretly wants to drop milk price supports after the election. At a town meeting in Wisconsin, Kerry pointed to a published report that these supports will likely be allowed to expire next year if President Bush wins a second term. The Bush campaign says that published report is untrue. Kerry was speaking near the golf resort where he's practicing for the debate Thursday night. He acknowledged he has had differences with Wisconsin dairy farmers in the past. Back in the 90s, Massachusetts Senator backed the Northeast Dairy Compact, which propped up prices for Northeastern farmers over objections of their counterparts in the Midwest. Kerry today also accused Bush of seeking to hide the facts on Iraq from the American people. Kerry denounced the president for saying he stands by last year's aircraft carrier speech, declaring an end to major combat. Kerry said, quote, the mission was not accomplished in Iraq, and Bush knows it. A U.S. State Department spokesman says elections can be achieved throughout Iraq by January as scheduled. However, Deputy Spokesman Adam Arelli refused to predict whether the vote will actually happen. He also did not mention the greatest obstacle to the voting in Iraq, the ongoing violent insurgency. These latest comments follow Secretary of State Colin Powell's statement yesterday describing the Iraq situation as getting worse. Powell also said while elections by January were achievable, it would be up to the interim president to decide whether they would actually proceed with the voting. North Korea today says the danger of war on the Korean Peninsula, quote, is snowballing. and it puts the blame on the U.S. and South Korea. Top North Korean diplomat telling a U.N. General Assembly ministerial gathering in New York today, hostile U.S. policy standing in the way of renewed talks on North Korea's controversial nuclear program. This is Air America Radio News.
Honey, this stuff is useless. I can't get this shower clean.
Well, try some of that other stuff instead.
A good dose of this ought to do it.
What is going on in here? You didn't mix those two chemicals, did you?
I don't feel so good.
People don't always use common sense. Fortunately, there's a healthcare company that does, United Healthcare, offering health planning tools to fight rising costs, a 24-hour nurse line, and preventive healthcare solutions. United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Tuesday's Morning Sedition. We'll preview what a second term would look like for George Bush when he wouldn't have to worry about making anyone like him anymore. Bush 2, the monster unleashed. Plus, Paul Thompson is back with his terror timeline, and we'll see where Pakistani intelligence comes in if they don't kill me first. Ah. And my weekly liberal confessional on Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
Welcome back, 6:30 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Taking a look at a series of headlines just in the past couple of days. Here's one. 7 Iraqi Guard applicants, 4 U.S. Marines and a soldier are killed. Guantanamo tribunal process in turmoil. 3 commandos charged with beating prisoners. Hepatitis outbreak in Iraq laid to water and sewage failures. More Iraqis killed by the United States than by terrorists. And one I mentioned just before the break, 100 children die daily in Iraq. Now, these are the headlines. While the giggling killer in the White House, George W. Bush, continues to try to tell the American people that things are going great. Hey, everything's fine. It's really fine. We're approaching 1,100 dead American soldiers and Marines. There are as many as 30,000 dead Iraqi civilians. And then these other headlines I just rattled off to you. Some of these are in the Detroit Free Press. Some are in the New York Times. You can check them out yourself if you're so inclined. But it's against this backdrop of accelerating chaos and death and destruction and attacks in Iraq that the giggling killer in the White House continues to insist that everything's fine, thank you, just fine. Schools are opening. Hospitals are opening. Electric grids are coming back online. Water systems are working. All of this are lies. Every single one of those statements are lies. And tonight and tomorrow and Wednesday, the giggling killer will have excerpts on Fox News Channel of Bill O'Reilly, another half-wit who interviewed him. And during the break here, we were watching some of it on the rebroadcast, listening to the questions O'Reilly is asking, and the answers from the giggling killer who sits in the White House. And it's astonishing. It really is. The reason I bring this up, if Bush and Cheney and the rest of the Bush crime family insists on making Iraq the primary, the primary issue in this campaign, you know, not taxes, not children's health care, not education, not farm subsidies, not a national defense, not national security. But if they want to make that the prime campaign issue, the war in Iraq and its little brother, the war in Afghanistan, then let's do it. Why don't we do it? By any measure, these two wars have been horrific defeats for the United States. They are ongoing defeats. It continues every single day. It has been proven in Algeria. It was proven in Vietnam. It is being proven in the occupied territories in Israel. It is being proven in Iraq. A major military power cannot win against a dedicated insurgent army. As unorganized as that army may be, we Americans are belligerently ignorant of even our own history to the extent that we support the giggling killer in the White House in his war in Iraq and Afghanistan, two wars that simply cannot result in American victories. Now, it depends, I guess, to a certain extent on what is considered an American victory. An American victory in Iraq will be the building and establishment and security of up to five major military bases, and the population can go to hell. Afghanistan will be the securing of this pipeline that will go across Afghanistan into Pakistan and eventually into the Indian Ocean, where oil and gas from the Caspian Sea area can be offloaded. But as far as democratic ideas and principles, justice, fair play, honesty, decency, ethical behavior, and morality, since the Bush crime family deals in none of that on a day-to-day basis, it cannot impose any of that in either of these two countries. But the giggling killer who sits in the White House and wants to serve another 4 years either is more ignorant than some of his apologists, even they claim, or he thinks you and I are, or a combination of all of it. But there he is celebrating this horrific situation that's occurring in Iraq. Even his own Secretary of State, Colin Powell, traitor and coward that he is, got on, where was he, on NBC over the weekend, or CNN, or ABC, he was all over the place. Regarding Iraq, Colin Powell said, yes, it's getting worse. The top U.S. military commander in the region, General John Abizaid, said basically the same thing. He said he couldn't predict that the entire country would be able to vote on this phony, fake election that's to be held after the first of the year. Now, contrast that with these gibbering, moronic comments made by the giggling killer who sits in the White House, George Bush, and his puppet. Yeah, Bush has a puppet. Isn't that something? The puppet has a puppet. That would be Prime Minister Iyad Alawi. Both vowed last week that elections would go ahead, and they both insisted that the rebuilding of Iraq was right on track. Yeah, there we are. It was right on track. Donald Rumsfeld, the architect, the on-the-ground architect of this disaster, told a congressional committee last Thursday that if unrest, that means war, death, murder, and mayhem, prevents polls opening in parts of Iraq, you know what Rumsfeld said? So be it. So be it. 1,050 Americans dead there? So be it. People with arms and legs, Americans with arms and legs blown off? So be it. 30,000 dead Iraqis? So be it. Rumsfeld told the Senate Armed Services Committee last Thursday, you have an election that's not quite perfect. It's better than not having an election? You bet. Really? Is that the way it works now? You drunk old fool. Is that how it works, Rummy? My God. It's just astonishing. James is calling from Kenosha, Wisconsin. James, welcome to the program. I guess I have Carl in Columbus, Ohio. Carl, welcome to the program.
Hey, I'm Carl in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes, sir, you are.
Let's see, there's about 150 things I could potentially ask you, and I'm going to try to keep on message with your screener. My concern has been that if the thug, accidentally, loses, what sort of dangerous regulations, middle-of-the-night skulking, can we conceivably expect from a lame, wounded duck as opposed to, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Listen.
We know that this guy is an eco-terrorist.
Yeah.
What can we realistically expect in terms of middle-of-the-night skullduggery from these monstrosities?
The best answer for that, Carl, is consider the worst sort of executive order or legislation that you can conceive of where it concerns the environment, natural resources. Come up with the most bizarre stuff that you'd find only on web parody sites,
mm-hmm.
And that's what this crime family will do.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I'm of also, several minds when you say things like Bush crime family. I mean, in my heart of hearts, I absolutely agree. But just in terms of, radio and the message that's being delivered to a wide audience, is that not, just being emotional? Is that not exactly what the other side, quote-unquote, does? And, I mean, that concerns me as a listener.
Wait, I did not quite understand that.
Okay.
Try that again.
All right, let me rephrase.
Now I got to get you to hold on.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry.
All right, that's all right. I'll put you on hold, Carl. I'll come back to you because I want to hear the question. I just didn't quite understand it there. We'll take a quick break here and come back, talk with Carl, and on with more of your phone calls a little bit later in the program this hour, Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Stick around for that. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Sit down, shut up, and take it.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, SmokeRx is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that Smoke RX will work for you that we're giving away a free month supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, Smoke RX is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners are calling Quicken Loans at 800-655-3911 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You could see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 1-800-655-3911 to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, 800-655-3911. That's 800-655-3911.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Past the hour, back to Carl in Columbus, Ohio. Now, you're going to reframe that question for me. Go ahead.
Music is funny, but okay, this is it. Basically, that you know that talk show hosts, between one side and the other, they have this little habit where one side tapes the other, plays it for their listeners, for the benefit of their audience, so they can say, hiss, boo. And I'm feeling like it just worries me that saying things like Bush crime family, if that were to be tape recorded and played on Fiend Hannity or some of the other schmucks, or that pompous thug Dennis Prager, for example, that it would just whip up the enmity against people of conscience.
I see where you're going with it. And first of all, I don't play sound bites from other people's radio program talk shows on this program. That's A. B. I wish somebody would pick up on Bush crime family and play it over and over and over again. It might wake a few people up. I guess the way I look at it is the Republicans have so destroyed the idea of intelligent discourse and intelligent argument back and forth, political arguments. Hey, this is my point of view. Hey, this is my point of view. Okay, let's see what we got here. They have so utterly destroyed that. I don't think there are any undecided voters left at all. I think people are committed. Hold on, sir. Hold on. Just for a second, Carl. Let me get this set, and then I'll come back to you. Okay? Just let me get this set. Everybody is committed. There's no such thing as an undecided voter, unless it's somebody who's in a coma and their doctor thinks they can get them out of the coma before November 2nd. Other than that, there are no undecided voters. Now, as far as changing the tone of this program, that will never, ever, ever, ever happen. That would be like asking the pig man, Rush Limbaugh, to change the tone or the rhetoric on his program. The flying monkey right in this country, Newt Gingrich, people like that, set the tone 10 years ago, and it's been downhill ever since. The problem, as far as I'm concerned, one of the reasons the Democrats are in this pickle now is because they didn't fight fire with fire. They allowed these neo-Nazis, these right-wing, Republican, Christian, evangelical, perverted thugs to so destroy our system, to so beat down even the desire on anyone's part to argue with them, that we now have what is essentially a one-party system in this country. So, if you are wandering around, and I'm not trying to be a snot with you here, but Carl, if you're wandering around worrying about what somebody on the Democratic left is saying about these giggling murderers that now run our country, I think maybe you need to refocus rather than, in fact, I think you ought to pick up as fiery a rhetoric as you possibly can.
Well, I mean, among my friends, of course, I do that. They expect
that. Sure,
I just want to explain myself a little better that when I said, no, this and that, I was completely in agreement with you. I don't believe there are any unregistered voters either. So I'm
there are no undecideds, I think is what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
There are no undecided voters. Occasionally, I will hear somebody talk about Alan Combs, this poor, misguided liberal who drops his pants for Sean Hannity every night on television, and I guess has a radio program. I just wonder if anyone thinks that Alan Combs is reaching the so-called undecideds. I wonder if an Alan Combs is inspiring anyone to take any action of any kind on any issue about anything. And I don't think so. So the people who tune to what I do will find it bracing, or they'll find it that I should be put up against a wall and executed as soon as possible. There's no middle ground. People don't listen to this program and go, well, you know, sometimes Mike is right and sometimes he's not. You either like this program or you want to see me dead.
Well, you know, the pluralization of the whole culture, that everyone was put on the edge of their seat, you know, this goes back at least 15 years. Of course, the process was started way back in the 60s with Richard Nelson Gay and Barry Goldwater and stuff. But, you know, all this stuff of keeping everybody virtually insane and schizo all the time. This started way longer than 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, listen, Carl, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. Take care. We'll chat again, okay?
Thanks, you too.
All right. There was one other thing I wanted to touch on. Ohio is my home state. I was born and raised in Ohio. That's where I went to church, went to school. You know, I was a kid that grew up in the 40s and 50s. Oh, it was just Leave It to Beaver. My whole childhood was Leave It to Beaver. Except I had a psychopathic father who was crazy and violent and abusive and sick and out of his mind, right? And we were on welfare two or three times. And, you know, other than that, though, it was real Leave It to Beaver-ish. Let's just say the neighborhood I grew up in, you know, blue collar, everybody pretty much the same, was it was kind of like the Cleaver family. So, you know, Ohio to me was like home. I've been in the South for 40 years, but Ohio is like home. Used to be. I guess it isn't anymore. Okay, so what's going on in Ohio now? It caught my attention. The state of Ohio has rejected thousands of voter registration applications because of the weight of the paper that they were filled in. Can you believe this? Now, here's what it says. This is from the Dayton Daily News, which is not your usual liberal left-wing newspaper by any means. The Daily News said when voter registration applications were maintained for years and used to verify signatures for petitions, a requirement that the cards be on 80-pound stock paper was adopted in Ohio, and that law remains on the books. Since the applications are now scanned for preservation, there's no current need to continue that requirement. Today, the only time that the heavyweight paper becomes an issue is when the new voter uses the application as a postcard. In other words, they register by mail. If heavy paper isn't used for postcards, the machinery jams at the post office. So to make a long story short, here we are in the final days before the registration deadline in Ohio. The Ohio Secretary of State ordered the local election boards to send out new applications to applicants who have already submitted their registrations, most of which have been accepted by the local registrars on the wrong paper. Now, the reason for this order is to ensure that the applications make it through the postal system without being damaged. But the Secretary of State in Ohio couldn't point to any examples of voters whose postcard didn't make it. And he wants thrown out voter registration applications that have already been through the postal system and delivered to the election boards safely. Now think about that. Oh, by the way, he's a Republican.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Did you know there's a natural way to help lower your cholesterol without the side effects from prescription medication? Take Kwai garlic tablets every day. In study after study, Kwai garlic has been proven to help lower cholesterol and support cardiovascular health with no side effects. Kwai is easy to swallow and closest to fresh garlic without the odor. What's the downside? Only your cholesterol. Kwai, that's K-W-A-I. Kwai is available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Albertsons, and leading retailers and health food stores everywhere.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs,
Then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Oreck tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
The Maturity Report.
What do you have when you have wraps?
Smoothies.
What do you have when there's smoothies?
Muffins.
What happens when there's muffins the size of babies' heads?
You get girls with eating problems.
Exactly. So if you have a right-wing, uber-religious, anti-gay crusader, what are you going to have shortly thereafter?
Some type of exposure to the fact that he's had sexual relationships with a man.
Exactly.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 27 before the hour. This story out of Ohio. They will try anything. As you know, Bush has made, 7,906 trips to Ohio now, trying to persuade and succeeding the working class in Ohio that his policies are better for them. His destructive tax policies are better for them. His policies that drive industry out of the state is better for them. His policies regarding whatever it is, the state of Ohio is, I don't know what the poverty rate is there or the unemployment rate, but it is higher, I believe I read something the other day, than the national average. So Bush is making all those trips to stand in front of his carefully selected group of sheep, who will then applaud and baa when they're supposed to, and will be picked up on the nightly news and shown across Ohio television, local Ohio television news. He is up there convincing the already convinced that his policies are good for America. His environmental policy. You know, the most polluted state in the United States is not Louisiana. You might think it is. Not Texas. You might think it's Ohio. And that more Bush policies will be good for Ohio. More driving away of industry, more screwing with the environment, more screwing with the voter registry, everything. You know, it's all more death to Ohio children whose parents can't afford health care, more death to young Ohio men and women who go fight his wars for him, very similar to the war he was too much of a coward to go fight in himself. It's really, really sick. So all these trips to Ohio. And the ace in the hole, just like it was in Texas, the ace in the hole in Ohio is to have the Secretary of State of Ohio say, well, the people registering to vote for the first time, they're doing it on the wrong weight of paper. And these cards, these registration postcards, are not going to make it through the postal system. They're going to jam the postal service. So what? Oh, thousands have already come in. Run that back. Maybe thousands came in, but it's still on the wrong way to paper. What? It didn't screw up the postal equipment. I don't care. I'm a Republican. I'm a giggling killer. I support the giggling killer in the White House. So, thousands of voter registration cards that have already made it through the postal system and have been logged in at the various boards of election will be destroyed. And those people who want to re-register, of course, there may not be time because, you see, the deadline for registering in Ohio is upcoming like a freight train. So what? You missed the deadline? Oh, you're like one of those stupid Jews for Buchanan down in Florida, right? Huh? You're like one of those dumbasses that couldn't handle a butterfly ballot. You mean you didn't know that you were trying to register on less than 80-pound paper? You didn't know that? Well, then you lose your right to vote in this election, moron. That's what they're doing. Now, it's not just Florida. It's not just Ohio. It's Missouri. It's Arizona. It's New Mexico. It's California. It's New York State. It is Illinois. It's Michigan. It's all over the place. Nobody, no sane person would vote for George Bush. We have more sane people in this country than insane people. We're stupid, we're ignorant, but most of us are sane. So what do? Since sane people don't vote for Bush, you screw with the system. Change the system. Booger the system. And that's what they're doing. It's not enough that this filthy, weak-sistered, compliant news media has already called the election for Bush, like CNN did the other night, showing us an electoral vote map. Can you believe that? No, they got to not report on the fact that the Secretary of State in Ohio is cheating the voters there by saying that the paper, the weight of the paper upon which they registered and mailed in their registration, that was the wrong weight. So sorry, your registration doesn't work. And you folks have, some of you have the audacity to email me and suggest that I'm wrong because I call Bush a giggling killer and I say that Republicans are brain-dead drones who couldn't find their butts with both hands. Some of you people have the audacity, the temerity to suggest that because I beat the hell out of these people verbally every night that this program is not effective or I'm going to offend somebody. Or when I go after these fake, disgusting, contemptible defilers of Jesus Christ, these Christians, 90% of whom in this country are liars, cheats, sneaks, committers of fraud, that you have an argument with that? You got to be kidding. You got to be kidding. So, let us move on. James is calling from Kenosha, Wisconsin. James, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Thanks for taking the call.
Absolutely.
Earlier in the opening, you mentioned Teresa Carey's campaign stop and how would-be hecklers actually get a chance to answer a question and have it answered.
Yeah.
Which I can tell you from recent experience is not an idea that's even on the table at a Bush campaign.
Right? Oh, no, you will be arrested.
Well, we weren't arrested. Little background. I had my hair cut, went undercover, went to the Republican headquarters, and picked up three tickets to actually get into the rally for myself, my son, and a friend.
Mm-hmm. Where was this? This was in Kenosha?
This was in Racine.
Racine,
on
okay.
Friday, yeah.
Okay.
I was wearing a T-shirt that said it was a Sonic Youth concert shirt, and on the front it said, "War is bogus." My son was wearing a shirt that has a picture of Geronimo and four other Indians with rifles. And across the top it says, "Homeland Security, fighting terrorism since 1492. So we were going to let our shirts do the talking. We were half expecting not to get in. They let us get through at the gate, surprisingly.
Uh-huh.
But apparently we were tagged like deer because within... Now, this was about 2.5 hours before the Monkey King was to arrive.
Mm-hmm.
And we were standing in the grass with the crowd and talking like everybody else was, talking to each other. And within 15 minutes, we were surrounded by security, plainclothes security. And they came up to us and said, "We want you to leave." And we're like, "Why? What did we do?"
Right.
And my son steps up and he goes, "Can I ask you know, who you are?" And they said, "Well, we were hired to work this event by a Secret Service." Okay. So what did we do wrong? And they refused to answer that question. Instead, the one guy goes, he says, "This is a private event by invitation only." And my son takes out his ticket and goes, "Isn't this an invitation?" Which really got him angry. Anyways, we went on for about 20 minutes with them. We had no intention of being arrested or even disrupting the speech. We were so far back that was impossible. But finally I looked at the guy and I said, "Tell me something. It's the shirts, isn't it?" And he goes, "They're inappropriate."
Right.
And we're like, okay. So we were escorted long distance across the grounds to where the police had set up the perimeter and told, "Don't step foot back in this space or you'll be immediately arrested." So the idea of getting up to ask a question was never even
sure.
inconceivable. And the fact of the matter is, we had no intention of staying for the speech. I mean, it was baking in the sun out there. Mm-hmm. So we went back to our van, which had a bunch of protest signs, and joined our brethren on the picket line, which worked out just fine. So the upstart of it is, I mean, we just wanted to make a statement to those who were around us, and if the commotion erupted, and they're pretty smart, though. It didn't happen at the gate. They had plainclothes, escort us out. It appeared that nothing happened. It wasn't going to make the news. Except on the way out, we ran into a camera crew from ABC's Nightline,
mm-hmm.
and they interviewed us.
Really?
Yeah, so hopefully they said if it's used sometime this, it'll be on sometime this week. So we're hoping that we make the big time there. So.
Well, if you see it, matter of fact, Nightline should be on right now. If you do see it, let us know, okay?
Yeah, well, they're going to be delayed because of Monday Night Football.
Oh, that's right, that's
definitely
right.
Definitely rolling tape and hoping.
Yeah. So. All right, well, James, that's a great story, pal. Thanks for checking in.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, sir, appreciate your call. Appreciate your call. When are we going to do Uncle Mike's Story Corner? Do we have time to do it now? I don't think we do. I really don't. I'll tell you what. We have like a two-part Uncle Mike's Story Corner. You want to play the music? Go ahead, play the music. Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Gather around, kiddies. Everybody in their jammies? All settled in for the evening. It's time for Uncle Mike's Story Corner again. Part one. We have two parts tonight. This is written by Tariq Almaina, and it's titled, Get Out, America. Get out, America! So many Iraqis echo these words today as images of death and destruction flash on our television screens. Innocent lives being taken out daily by the indiscriminate bombings by U.S. forces of densely populated neighborhoods. Lives lost of men, women, and children who had been traded one tyranny by another. And death by U.S. forces is being meted out in all areas of Iraq, in the north, in the center, in the south, all in the name of fighting terrorists. With the death toll rising every day, an estimated 20 to 30,000 civilians have lost their lives since you began your adventure, America. A greater number have been crippled or maimed, far more than those innocent victims gassed by Saddam, not to mention the numbers of your own sons whose lives have been pitifully lost in this barbaric quest. The invasion was justified on three false pretexts. Failing to provide evidence of Saddam as an accomplice to the September 11th events, you then brought forth the threat of weapons of mass destruction. And when the truth proving you came out, you switched to another line, that you would restore democracy to Iraq. Saddam did not possess weapons that threatened you, and he could not. And he could have taken out eventually or covertly, but in defiance of international rules of law and bolstered by the presence of stooges you shamelessly call a coalition, you chose instead to demonstrate your shock and all prowess. Your pundits for this murderous adventure did all they could to create the atmosphere of fear and panic among your people, lying and deceiving them with false dossiers and data. And then there were tales of how welcome your conquering heroes would be, greeted openly by a people living for so long under the brutality of a vicious dictator. Garlands of flowers, if my memory serves me right. Instead, the world witnessed your brutality and your greed. The censorship of the free press by the Pentagon of your initial incursions was carefully tailored to keep your people in the dark, and your people were led to believe you were doing the right thing. It has been over a year and a half, and today you still continue the lie that all is well in Iraq, and that the resistance is small and isolated to miniature bands of terrorists. The Iraqis that you supposedly want in to free have suddenly turned into terrorists. That makes me pause to wonder why. Is it because you took out his family when you bombed a market square or dropped bombs on schools and hospitals? Or how about the shelling of their places of worship or wiping out wedding parties in their entirety? The blood of the innocent today heavily taints your hands. You have shamed and made a mockery of the meaning of democracy. Do the right thing for a change, America. Listen to the words of the common Iraqi. Get out. Uncle Mike's Story Corner, Part 2, coming up a little later in the program.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine?
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
It's me, Liam the Loosebound Leprechaun, the popular character you might have heard on such shows as the O'Frankenfactor and the Al Franken Show. Or you probably know me from my catchphrase, I've got me a wee bit off the diarrhea. Now, for some reason, I've been left off the collection of the best comedy material from the first several months of the O'Frankenfactor, called the O'Frankenfactor Factor. But I think it could be because when I visited Mr. Franken's home, I had occasion to use his toilet, and I spluttered a wee bit on the underside of the seat. But anyway, I'm assured that the other material is every bit as funny as me catchphrase, I've got me a wee bit off the diarrhea.
The O'Frankenfactor Factor from Artemis Records. Now available in stores.
Liam the Loosebound Leprechaun does not appear on the O'Frankenfactor Factor.
I heard that.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. Next hour, apparently, we're going to have to wait till next hour. The second part of Uncle Mike's Story Corner is by E.L. Doctorow. For those of you who don't know, what Story Corner is, we take a piece written by somebody and just share it with you verbatim. Like a story, you know, like when you used to sit down with your mommy or your daddy and you'd have your little jammies on with the little bunny feet in them and a big old glass of hot cocoa and have a bedtime story, right? That's what Uncle Mike's Story Corner is. So coming up, E.L. Doctorow Do you say Dr. Rao or Dr. Rowe? I just read his books. E.L. Dr. Rowe, I guess. All right, where are we? Daniel is calling from the University of Miami. Daniel, welcome to the program.
Hi. I wanted to call and talk about the presidential debates that are going to be held here.
Yes, they are.
And my issue is that the image that they're trying to convey with the presidential debate is that it's in a free and open environment, free to liberal and all different types of thinking. But how they've actually physically set up the debates to allow students in from the beginning is such that it isn't going to be that. It's most likely going to be select people from each side who will not just be able to ask questions, but will be there. We as students had to write essays to even get a chance to be selected, and they never said who the board that's going to look at the essays and judge who is deserving of getting into the actual the debate. And it's
well, let me interrupt if I might, Daniel. Isn't it true that the audience, if there's to be one at each debate, and I believe there is one in Miami, you all will not be allowed to do anything except sit there and be very quiet.
Exactly, and
right.
That's one of the more frustrating parts. But this was something that the president of our university agreed to.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers had gone to her as soon as they found out that there's even the possibility of the debate going to be held at the university. And all she could say is, you're not going to be able to get a ticket. There's such a limited supply of tickets for students that it's preposterous.
Okay, Daniel, what do you think would have been a more acceptable solution?
To at least give it first serve to the students, because we as the students and faculty on campus are giving up a lot of our liberties that the university gives us to have this debate. We have a certain level of preposterous amount of security features. The date of the debate, only UN students are going to be allowed on campus.
Mm-hmm.
We've had our health center closed down already, like a week before the debate for no good reason.
Mm-hmm.
We have to let the media on campus.
Okay, Daniel, let me interrupt again because I'm not sure what your complaint is. I understand that when an event like this, where you have on the one hand a giggling killer who's going to talk, on the other hand someone who wants to challenge him, and that giggling killer happens to be George W. Bush, the requirement for security is massive because he's not real well liked by thinking people in his own country. But I'm not sure what your complaint is or the solution. I'll give you one more shot here, Daniel. We're starting to run out of time.
Okay. My complaint is that this debate isn't reflective of the students. We're not given...
I'll agree with you on that. The debate is not reflective of the students, University of Miami. It's also not reflective of America. It's not reflective of representative government. It's not reflective of the democratic process. The only thing it's reflective of, Daniel, and I think you and I can agree on this, is the acceptable capitalistic principles of keeping the choices as narrow as possible for the people who may or may not go vote. But we live in America, 2004, Daniel, you and me. There's probably 40 years difference in our ages, but you and I live in the same place, the same time, the same society, the same political system. And yeah, I'll agree with you, it sucks big time. But short of open revolution, what do you want to do about it, pal?
I personally wanted an open forum so that...
Never happened.
...actually ask what they... want to know.
Daniel, and I agree with you. I think that would be wonderful. But let me tell you something. As an older American to a younger one, that will never happen. Okay? Repeat it after me.
That will never happen.
Exactly. Short of open rebellion or revolution that totally changes our system. You know, Thomas Jefferson is the one who suggested that every once in a while, liberty, justice, freedom, I'm paraphrasing, needs to be nurtured with the blood of tyrants and patriots. What he was saying, we're giving you documents upon which you can establish a relatively free people. If you get past that slave issue, if you get past the woman issue, you might be able to establish something. But we're going to tell you, We, my friend Ben, and my friend Tom, and my friend George, and me, we're going to tell you something. Occasionally, you're going to have to take up arms, and there's going to have to be bloodshed in order to keep it alive. Do you understand what I'm saying, Daniel?
Yes. And Ben Franklin also said that, you know, about every 10 to 20 years, a revolution would be good for the nation.
There you go.
Which is a legitimate comment. But at the same point in time, I feel that no matter with the standards that we have in society, even if we have the rebellion, it won't change anything. We have to make the social effort to look beyond the black and white in the case so that we can ask in-depth questions to the candidate that maybe neither one wants to answer.
Well, Daniel, I'm on your side, pal. I totally agree with you. Thank God there are students like you who see behind the curtain and realize that there is a very deformed little man. In this instance, it's George Bush. In some other instance, it could be Lyndon Johnson. There's a very deformed man pulling the levers and buttons. I'm glad you're out there, Daniel. I wish you and your generation the best, okay?
Thank you.
All right, pal. Take it easy. I just hope his generation survives. Honest to God, I do. I just really do. All right, we have a break here. Stick around. When we come back, more of your phone calls. And the second part of Uncle Mike's Story Corner, written tonight by E.L. Doctorow, so stick around, you're going to love it. The title is The Unfeeling President. Hint, hint, clue, clue. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Hi, this is Larry King. They say that red wine every day is good for your heart, but if you don't want to drink red wine, try Welch's 100% grape juice instead. That same delicious grape juice you grew up with can help keep your heart healthy, because Welch's is made from deep, dark Concord grapes that contain powerful antioxidants, much like the grapes used to make red wine. And Welch's has no added sugar, is fat-free, cholesterol-free, and certified by the American Heart Association. So raise a glass of Welch's 100% grape juice every day and drink to your health.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
You're listening to 1190 WLIV New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Another FBI translation backlog. An internal audit today finds the FBI still has a huge backlog of untranslated recordings from terrorism and spy investigations. The Justice Department finding comes despite an influx of money and people earmarked for those translations after the 9/11 attacks. The audit found the FBI still lacks the necessary language experts to handle hundreds of thousands of hours of intercepted audio recordings. Another holdup involves the technology, especially in computer storage capacity. This audit also found more than one-third of Al-Qaeda intercepts are not reviewed within 12 hours of collection, as is supposed to be required by the FBI director. This audit made 18 recommendations to the FBI, the agency's inspector general says. Many of those suggestions have already been implemented, and the FBI officials say they are hiring linguists as quickly as possible, 3 years after 9/11. Campaigning in Wisconsin's dairy country today, John Kerry charging the Bush administration secretly wants to drop milk price supports after the election. At a town meeting in Wisconsin, Kerry pointed to a published report that these supports will likely be allowed to expire next year if President Bush wins a second term. The Bush campaign says that published report is untrue. Kerry was speaking near the golf resort where he's practicing for the debate Thursday night. He acknowledged he has had differences with Wisconsin dairy farmers in the past, back in the 90s, Massachusetts senator backed the Northeast Dairy Compact, which propped up prices for Northeastern farmers over objections of their counterparts in the Midwest. Kerry today also accused Bush of seeking to hide the facts on Iraq from the American people. Kerry denounced the president for saying he stands by last year's aircraft carrier speech, declaring an end to major combat. Kerry said, quote, the mission was not accomplished in Iraq, and Bush knows it. A U.S. State Department spokesman says elections can be achieved throughout Iraq by January as scheduled. However, Deputy Spokesman Adam Arelli refused to predict whether the vote will actually happen. He also did not mention the greatest obstacle to the voting in Iraq, the ongoing violent insurgency. These latest comments follow Secretary of State Colin Powell's statement yesterday describing the Iraq situation as getting worse. Powell also said while elections by January were achievable, it would be up to the interim president to decide whether they would actually proceed with the voting. North Korea today says the danger of war on the Korean Peninsula, quote, is snowballing. And it puts the blame on the U.S. and South Korea, top North Korean diplomat telling a U.N. General Assembly ministerial gathering in New York today, hostile U.S. policy standing in the way of renewed talks on North Korea's controversial nuclear program.
Are you short on cash in these troubled times? Or perhaps you want to pay off some old bills that are piling up? Well, you can. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Service, high on the 76th floor in the Empire State Building, will buy your unused and unwanted diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices. Empire will evaluate your diamond and gold jewelry at no cost. And if you decide to sell, you'll walk out with the highest cash prices paid in over 60 years. You always feel at ease in Empire's friendly office. Empire's customers are treated like family and friends. You'll be waited on in a private office with no sales pressure. The decision to sell is strictly yours. Empire will never try to trap you by asking, how much do you want for your diamond and gold jewelry? Empire tells you the price. It's unethical to ask. An honest jeweler will tell you what he can pay without backing you into a corner. Sell your diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices today so you can have available funds for your necessities. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Services, 76th floor, Empire State Building, 5th Avenue at 34th Street.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Listen, Thunder. America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Help me. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
Air America Radio. We're listening.
I happen to have been an MIA wife for 8 years back in the 70s. My husband was a carrier pilot who disappeared into thin air. So when Bush did that little stunt of landing on the carrier in flight gear, here the sniveling little weasel was safe and sound at home while my husband, who was a real carrier pilot, was getting killed.
866-303-AAR0.
Welcome back, Truth Seekers. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio Network. Thank you for joining us. About 7 minutes past the hour. The phone number here is 866-303-2270 if you would like to join in the fun and frivolity. All right, a few phone calls, and we're going to go to Story Corner. Anthony is calling from New York City. Anthony, welcome to the program.
Yes, hi. Mike, it's an honor to speak with you.
My pleasure, sir.
I've been listening to you ever since you came on Air America, and I never thought I would say that anybody hates Republicans as much as I do, but you're the person. If Republicans had their way, they would be destroying. They are destroying this country. But
yeah.
Here's the thing: why is Kerry losing in the polls right now, and the facts are clear that the war I'm nervous actually talking to you because I've been waiting for like an hour and a half to get on.
Yeah. Well, let me answer little bits and pieces. The reason Kerry is not ahead by about 25 points in the polls is because this contest, this election, is being conducted in the United States of America in 2004, which means that it's being conducted with probably the most politically ignorant population ever assembled in one place. Now, that's not because we are total morons, but it's partly because we're morons. It's second, and part of that is because we have a media in this country who choose to tell us about murder mysteries and rape cases rather than about the issues that we desperately need to hear. That is, about the fraudulence of the Bush crime family, the efforts of Democrats to correct this horrible situation. So that's the main reason that Kerry is not 25 or 30 percentage points ahead. Or polling points ahead.
It should be 65 percentage points ahead. But my feeling is this, and I think it's a subliminal kind of thing, that Americans tend to associate Republicans with being the party of defense, being strong on defense, whereas the Democrats are perceived as being weaker.
And isn't that a shame? Because there's not a Republican out there who's ever put his ass on the line in time of war and practically in leadership positions, and practically every Democrat has.
But that's the problem. My feeling is that, you know, Kerry is attacking Bush every day. You're attacking Bush every day. It's clear to almost any sane individual that Bush is terrible and has got to go. And in fact, Europe, I mean, everybody there knows that
right.
He's terrible, but they don't have the association that we do. I was brought up in the 50s, and from day one, you're taught to believe that Republicans are strong on defense and Democrats are weak on defense. They're not taught that in Europe, so they're not burdened by that misleading characterization. Mm-hmm. But here, it's this disgusting association that
right.
That Republicans have, that they're strong on defense. If you could take that out of the equation, Kerry would win in a landslide. Because most of the polls say that most people agree that the war is going terribly. I mean, there's beheadings, torture, and all kinds of horrible things that we never thought we would ever have seen our soldiers doing to people.
Mm-hmm.
The war is going terrible. Most people agree, and yet they're still going. You know, I think I'm going to vote for Bush because I'm not too sure. But the reason is subtle. Subliminal or un.
Well, there's also, I think, Anthony, is fear. The Republican Party has nothing for America. At one time, they might have had something like balanced budget. They might have had something like Nixon's Environmental Protection Agency. You know, when you take a look at the word Republican and then parse it down to the word conservative, it means to conserve something. But the Republicans don't believe that anymore. They're the party of war, death, and destruction. So the only thing that they have is fear. That's it. I defy anyone listening to this program to give me an example of any speech or pitch made by any Republican, with the exception of the giggling killer in the White House, that is not based on fear. They all talk fear. Bush talks, the giggling killer in the White House talks about the wonderful job we're doing in Iraq and how if he can just have 4 more years, he won't do what he did the first 4 years in screwing the economy, screwing our educational system, screwing our health care system, screwing our environment, screwing everything right into the ground. That's what he talks about. That's what he begs for. He's like a little whiny-ass trick-or-treater who's standing out there saying, please, trick-or-treat, trick-or-treat, please, trick-or-treat. While real Republicans, that is the killers, the destroyers of our system of government, talk about one thing, fear. That's all they have. That's all they have. Anthony, that doesn't answer the question, but I got to move on. Thanks, okay. Pal. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. Mike is calling from Richmond, Virginia. Mike, welcome to the program.
Mike, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Thanks for having me on the program.
Sure.
I'm a first-time caller, and I'm just calling in after having listened this evening. And just one of the things I wanted to ask you about is I'm going to be voting in my second election coming up, and I'm kind of hearing a lot of pessimism coming from you this evening. I think what a lot of Americans more want to hear is some hope.
I'm full of hope. I'm full of hope. But you know what the keystone of my hope is? Mm-hmm. Get this murderous regime out of power. I'm full of hope. I've got hope brimming out of my eyeballs. Every body orifice I have is spouting and spewing hope. But it's all predicated on getting rid of the people who are destroying this republic, and that is the Bush crime family. So I'm filled with hope, Mike. I'm sorry it's not coming through.
I was just wondering also, when it comes to, I want to talk a little bit about Iraq, if we could, but I just kind of wanted to challenge the assumption, and obviously you can't deny reality that things aren't going very well, but I think maybe if you look back at history in terms of Japan, I think maybe Iraq could most closely be compared to like Japan or Germany after World War II, and that the situation there was pretty bad. It was, I would even argue, worse, and we were there for 8-10 years.
No. I beg to differ with you. Either you don't understand history, Mike, or somebody has filled your head with something. There was no resistance in Japan after they were defeated.
Okay, go ahead.
There was no insurgency. There was no resistance or insurgency after World War II in Germany.
There was leftover.
There might have been leftover Nazis, but most of them we vacuumed up and brought over to this country and put them in our space program and used them to fight communism. We had provisional American governments who took over. The provisional American government in Japan, I think, lasted 12 years. In Germany, I think, lasted 10 years.
Right.
They're entirely different situations. Well, both of these countries, right. Both of those countries had physically attacked either, in the case of Japan, they attacked our territorial protectorate, and then declared, along with Germany and Italy, war on the United States. It was a declaration of war that we responded to. There's no comparison.
Well, I was going to go for the comparison in terms of the amount of time that it took to be able to get these.
Well, that's a false argument or point of view. It's ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous. The United States president back in 1941. Roosevelt didn't call the attack on this country, didn't refer to it as a crusade or a holy war, didn't talk about Japan's false religion, which I believe was Shinto, the Shinto faith.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Didn't talk about that. It was strictly Japan had decided to step outside its little realm of influence, and U.S. capitalists didn't like that. The attack on Pearl Harbor, some historians say the United States knew it was going to happen. Some historians say they didn't know. But this was a war of two economic systems. This was not a war of ideologies. What we have now is a war between two religions.
Hmm. Well,
so there's no comparison,
well, I
Mike.
I agree with you in what you're saying. I think that, though, what we have in Iraq right now, we've been there for 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
We have 15 of 18 provinces in Iraq where it is not as bad as it was not. Is not what we're mainly hearing about is the Sunni Triangle.
No, that so again, you're absolutely wrong.
Mike.
All right, board operator, please cut this caller off. Would you please? I can't stand that. I mean, pot the person down. But I'm trying to get a word in edgewise here. All right, Mike, I don't want you to go, but we have to have a discussion here. I don't know where you're getting your information that 15 of the 18 provinces are not doing that badly. There is murder, mayhem, death, destruction occurring over the entire country where there are people. So, again, you must either be getting your information from Fox News or just making it up as you go. We are in a disastrous situation. We are in a situation that we are going to lose, just like we lost in Vietnam. We're going to lose it here. It's just a question of when do we get out.
This week at MotherJones.com, crossing the lines. The battle for Iraq is over oil, right? Wrong. It's over bandwidth. Cell phone bandwidth. That's why a top Pentagon official and some big-name Republicans tried to give an American-led consortium a key stake in Iraq's lucrative wireless market. Find out how at MotherJones.com. Every week on MotherJones.com, you'll find exclusive reports and timely pointers to the best of the independent web. Log on now to MotherJones.com because you need independent news.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell, because without it, Bob meet Becky is more like E. coli meet Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab. You get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, Pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
One past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Okay, back to your calls. We're going to do the Story Corner, which was written tonight by E.L. Doctorow, coming up right after the next break. So stick around for that, okay? You have to have your pajamas on, though. Where are we? There we are. Chris is calling from Connecticut. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I've been remembering how Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson said just after 9/11 that God had allowed what was essentially an act of man to occur, namely the attack, in order to punish New York left-wingers.
And gays and people, libertarians
also been mentioned.
Yeah, and people who believed in a woman making decisions about her own body. Yeah,
they might as well have called it Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, and that's why I say 90% of Christian fundamentalists are just like Robertson and Dobson and Falwell, and I send them all to hell. I hope they all cook in their particular hell. That's where they belong.
I find myself wondering how they would explain the Florida hurricanes, which are an actual act of God. I mean, what's the message there?
You know, I was thinking about that today myself, Chris. I mentioned it to Kathy. Four hurricanes. Could it be that God is saying to Jeb Bush, I'm going to whip your ass. I am going to make your whole state suffer. Because according to the Jewish God, the Old Testament God, Jewish mythology, the Old Testament God was a real wrathful, nasty man. I mean, you know, he would order the slaughter of anybody that got in his way.
He's a terrible, swift sword, right?
Oh my God, yeah. He would, you know, he was just a mean dude. And so I guess the message is there. Of course, Robertson could say the four hurricanes that hit Florida because Disney World has gay days.
You don't think it's punishment for the 2000 election?
I think it is, yeah. Of course, that's only when I'm real stoned or real drunk or lost in the woods, you know, because I don't believe any of that nonsense.
It's retribution for hanging chads, don't you think?
I think so.
You know, I self-described Christians are often remind me of self-described patriots. And I think Christianity and America have one thing very important in common, and that's that they look very good on paper.
Yeah.
And like the child that never quite lives up to its potential,
mm-hmm.
it's just very disappointing sometimes.
It is, and by the same token, some of the most soulful, righteous, giving, loving people I've ever met were subscribers to the Christian mythology, and I have no problem with followers of Christ. In a different circumstance, you know, if you take the immortality out of it, I could very easily be a follower of Christ. I don't believe in that life after death garbage.
I'm not particularly a believer, but I try to live by that golden rule business.
Yeah, right. Of course, you find most of the teachings of Christ you will find in just about every single religion ever cobbled together in the history of the human species. They all share the antediluvian myths and the creation myths and the virgin birth myths and the conquering death myths, and you know they're all very much the same, and they're all based on that Jungian fear that we all have. You know, we're alone in the universe, we're just a hiccup, and it's the ego can't handle that, so the ego comes up with all sorts of nonsense. But having said that, followers of the teachings of Christ, just like followers of the teachings of Muhammad or followers of the teachings of the Buddha, to me, are righteous people, because they seem to believe that the way you live your life is to do so with the least amount of ugliness, the least karmic wave, to be here and yet not be here. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, amen to that.
Yeah, amen to that indeed.
Unfortunately, too often it's just lip service.
Yeah, that's very, very true, very true. Hey, Chris, I'm glad you checked in. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
you.
It. All right, you have a nice
Bye-bye.
Evening. Dan is calling from Missouri. Dan, welcome to the program.
Well, hello. How are you?
Hey, Dan. One of our over-the-road truckers, I take it.
Yeah. That's about the only thing you can do anymore.
Well, it's honorable work, Dan.
Yeah, well, I've got into staying over the road because George W. got elected, and I knew it was just going to be hard to stay working anywhere else.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I got a few points, but one of the things was over the ballots in Ohio.
Yeah.
I just went on to justvote.org,
the one
you guys are promoting.
Yeah.
And put in my zip code. I'm outside of Dayton, 45305. and it came up with the form and all that, and after I filled it out, it said I had to print this out on 40-pound paper or cardstock.
Right.
Okay, and I went over in a place, unbelievable name, Horseheads, New York.
Yeah,
okay. And pulled over to Staples, spent about an hour and a half there because there's no such thing as 40-pound paper. We finally found some glossy stock, cardstock paper. I spent about $13 in and in, and I'm just like, I don't believe they're going to.
Oh, my God. Well, that's what's going on with Ohio Secretary of State. They're saying.
But they're feeding out false information to people on the website so that you'll send in the wrong stuff deliberately. I mean, saying it's 80 pounds. I mean.
Well, that's what it's always been. It's always been, according to the article that was in the Dayton Daily News, it's always been 80-pound cardstock that you, I don't know, here in Georgia, when we moved back here and went to register to vote, we just went to the damn library and just filled in some cards and showed them ID, and then we got a voter registration card in the mail, end of story. I don't know what's going on in Ohio. I don't.
Well, they're obviously trying to kill the vote.
That's pretty obvious, yeah. But hundreds of thousands now, I understand from the Dayton Daily News article, the hundreds, I believe it's hundreds or tens of thousands, I guess it's tens of thousands of people who thought they had registered to vote have done so on the wrong weight of cardstock, and their votes are, their registration's not going to be considered. What insanity is that?
Well, yeah, but intentionally telling people, like, just vote. .org, giving them the wrong size to deliberately get people to do that. That's another story altogether.
Yeah, it is. Dan, we got a break here. Thanks, pal. Drive safely, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, sir. Appreciate you checking in. All right, quick break. We'll be right back with E.L. Doctorow's little edition of Story Corner 2 tonight. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Washington, they had to run. States' rights weren't that much fun. Don't you hate that crap? They just keep lying all the time. They just keep lying.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Yeah, driving to Valero.
Brum, brum, brum.
Make a turn for the better.
Brum, brum, brum.
Yeah, driving to Valero.
For all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
With kids going back to school, it's a good time to make sure your children's health records are up to date.
Have they had all their immunizations? Do school records reflect all your child's allergies? A free child health booklet from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, or ARC, can help you keep track of your children's health. Dr. Carolyn Clancy is the director of ARC.
Being up to date on immunizations is one important way for parents to keep their children healthy. But parents and families should make sure their children get other types of preventive care, like regular dental checkups and periodic hearing and vision tests. The handy and portable charts in ARC's Child Health Guide can help parents discuss these and other important health issues with their child's doctor.
For a free copy of the Child Health Guide, call the ARC Publications Clearinghouse at 1-800-358-9295. That's 1-800-358-9295. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Hi, Orkin Man here with a pest control secret. You know, people aren't the only ones who flock to the water this time of year. Millions of ants do, too. So it's common to find them near dishwashers and kitchen sinks. If you spot a few strolling along your kitchen counter with beach umbrellas and little teeny tiny flip-flops, you're not the only one. To end this pool party, call me at Orkin. We've been helping to protect homes for over 100 years. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKINMAN.
Hi, it's Al Franken Tuesday on the Al Franken Show. Is liberal talk radio really viable? Lefty talker Ed Schultz seems to think it is. Plus, balancing out the left, we've got a man who's right about everything, James Fallows, and yet is so decent, he never says, I told you so. I'll say it. George Bush, James Fallows told you so. And Bobby Kennedy Jr. carrying the non-polluting torch for responsible environmental safeguards. Tuesday on the Al Franken Show.
Before the hour. All right, E.L. Doctorow, those of among us who are literate have probably read at least Ragtime or the Book of Daniel, or maybe you have read Billy Bathgate or City of God, but you know that he is one of America's preeminent authors. National Book Critics Circle Award a couple of times, I think, National Book Award, yada, yada, yada. He wrote the following. Let us have some of our Uncle Mike's Story Corner music for a second time tonight. This is a first. Oh, my goodness. Gather around, children. Pick up a, find a nice little comfortable place there, and Uncle Mike will share with you Guest Words by E.L. Doctorow. The title is The Unfeeling President. I fault this president for not knowing what death is. He does not suffer the death of our 21-year-olds who wanted to be what they could be. On the eve of D-Day in 1944, General Eisenhower prayed to God for the lives of the young soldiers he knew were going to die. He knew what death was. Even in a justifiable war, a war not of choice but of necessity, a war of survival, the cost was almost more than Eisenhower could bear. But this president does not know what death is. He hasn't the mind for it. You see him joking with the press, peering under the table for the weapons of mass destruction he can't seem to find. You see him at rallies, strutting up to the stage in shirt sleeves, to the roar of the carefully screened crowd, smiling and waving, triumphal, a he-man. He does not mourn. He doesn't understand why he should mourn. He is satisfied during the course of a speech written for him to look solemn for a moment and speak of the brave young Americans who made the ultimate sacrifice for their country. But you study him, you look into his eyes, and know he dissembles an emotion which he does not feel in the depths of his being because he has no capacity for it. He does not feel a personal responsibility for the 1,000 dead young men and women who wanted to be what they could be. They come to his desk not as youngsters with mothers and fathers or wives and children who will suffer to the end of their days a terribly torn fabric of familial relationships and the inconsolable remembrance of aborted life. No, they come to his desk as a political liability, which is why the press is not permitted to photograph the arrival of their coffins from Iraq. How then can he mourn? To mourn is to express regret, and he regrets nothing. He does not regret that his reason for going to war was, as he knew, unsubstantiated by the facts. He does not regret that his bungled plan for the war's aftermath has made of his mission accomplished a disaster. He does not regret that, rather than controlling terrorism, his war in Iraq has licensed it. So he never mourns for the dead and crippled youngsters who have fought this war of his choice. He wanted to go to war, and he did. He had not the mind to perceive the costs of war or to listen to those who knew those costs. He did not understand that you do not go to war when it is one of the options, but when it is the only option. You do not go because you want to, but because you have to. Yet this president knew it would be difficult for Americans not to cheer the overthrow of a foreign dictator. He knew that much. This president and his supporters would seem to have a mind for only one thing, to take power, to remain in power, and to use that power for the sake of themselves and their friends. A war will do that as well as anything. You become a wartime leader. The country gets behind you. Dissent becomes inappropriate. And so he does not drop to his knees. He is not contrite. He does not sit in the church with the grieving parents and wives and children. He is the president who does not feel. He does not feel for the families of the dead. He does not feel for the 35 million of us who live in poverty. He does not feel for the 40% who cannot afford health insurance. He does not feel for the miners whose lungs are turning black or for the working people he has deprived of the chance to work overtime at time and a half to pay their bills. It is amazing for how many people in this country this president does not feel. But he will dissemble feeling. He will say in all sincerity, he is relieving the wealthiest 1% of the population of their tax burden for the sake of the rest of us. And that he is polluting the air we breathe for the sake of our economy. And that he is decreasing the quality of air in coal mines to save the coal miners' jobs. And that he is depriving workers of their time and a half benefits for overtime because this is actually a way to honor them by raising them into the professional class. And this litany of lies he will versify with reverences for God and the flag and democracy, when just what he and his party are doing to our democracy is choking the life out of it. But there is one more terribly sad thing about all of this. I remember the millions of people here and around the world who marched against this war. It was extraordinary. That spontaneous, aroused oversoul of alarm and protest that transcended national borders. Why did it happen? After all, this was not the only war anyone had ever seen coming. There are little wars all over the world most of the time. But the cry of protest was the appalled understanding of millions of people that America was ceding its role as the last best hope of mankind. It was their perception that the classic archetype of democracy was morphing into a rogue nation. The greatest democratic republic in history was turning its back on the future, using its extraordinary power and standing not to advance the idea of concordance of civilizations, but to endorse the kind of tribal combat that originated with the Neanderthals, a people now extinct who could imagine ensuring their survival by no other means than preemptive war. The president we get is the country we get. With each president, the nation is conformed spiritually. He is the artificer of our malleable national soul. He proposes not only the laws, but the kinds of lawlessness that govern our lives and invoke our responses. The people he appoints are cast in his image. The trouble they get into and get us into is his characteristic trouble. Finally, the media amplify his character into our moral weather report. He becomes the faiths of our sky, the conditions that prevail. How can we sustain ourselves as the United States of America given the stupid and ineffective war-making, the constitutionally insensitive law-giving, and the monarchical economics of this president? He cannot mourn, but is a figure of such moral vacancy as to make us mourn for ourselves. Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Tonight's part two by E.L. Doctorow. You don't need any proof of any of that, but from Crawford, Texas, yesterday, Bush said he had no regrets about donning a flight suit to give his mission accomplished speech on Iraq in May 2003 and would do it all over again if he had the chance. According to excerpts from Fox News' O'Reilly crap, when asked by Fox News if he still would put on a flight suit to declare major combat operations in Iraq over, Bush replied, absolutely. When Bush gave that speech, fewer than 150 Americans had died in the war. Since then, 900 more have died. And some of you people wonder why I call him the giggling killer that sits in the White House. This is the most amoral human being in a position of this unbelievable power that I think I am aware of in a historical sense. Now, I'm not all that well educated, so I may be missing someone who was equally amoral. I'm not talking about immoral. I can list a score of immoral world leaders who practice immorality. But this man is amoral, in my opinion. There is no center. There is no ethical balance. There is no right and wrong set in juxtaposition of each other, i.e. there is no moral fulcrum, focal point, balance point in this man. Nothing. He is empty. Stephen is calling from Carlsbad, New Mexico. Stephen, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sure.
I'm an 18-year-old Democrat, you know, from New Mexico, and I'm excited about my first election, first of all. And being a Christian, it's kind of hard for me to say this, but I did agree with you on what you said, you know, that these children killers and baby killers, they do deserve to go to hell, you know? I mean, totally agree with you on that one, you know? These damn Democrats that want abortion legalized, and yeah, you know, they should go to hell. You know, cutting off all, you know, little babies, that, you know, defenseless little kids.
Okay, you understand that's not really what I said, Stephen. Goodbye, Stephen. You know, that's so typical. The guy held on for an hour and 11 minutes in order to stuff his brainwashed, childlike, sheepish, anti-abortion crap into my program. Let me tell you something, young sir. All of us are against abortion. You will never find a more anti-abortion human being than me. I am pro-choice. And I hope that people who, for whatever reason, consider abortion have more of a moral center than you do, have more of an ethical understanding than you will ever apparently have until you free yourself of that cataclysmic, apocalyptic Christian crap that seems to be roiling around inside your head. Poor thing. Counter the young man who called from the University of Miami with this guy. They're both apparently about the same age. But this guy, this young lad from Carlsbad, New Mexico, who begins his conversation with this program and talking to our call screener by being dishonest. And he calls himself a Christian? No, young master, you are not a Christian. You are a liar.
With 1,000 half-ton bombs. This ain't no TV movie, not a news show or sitcom. It's misery, and can't you see how weary and how sad? How disappointed I am after the golden chance you've had. Those soldiers are somebody's son, their father's uncles too. If you've been born a second later, that just might be you. Have you prayed for a way to forgive your latest enemy? Well, then do not do it in my name. Yeah, don't blame it on me. Yeah, please don't do it in my name. Don't blame it, no, 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 on me.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry. I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Minutes before the hour, offering credit where credit's due. The program was engineered in New York City tonight by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake screened your calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent, provides a lot of the material that we talk about on the program. Ben Birch is the webmaster at whiterosesociety.org, where this program is archived. Thanks to Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com. Check it out. And also come to our website, please, airamericaradio.com. And, of course, kudos to she who must be obeyed, the executive producer of this program, Catherine Bay. Harold is calling from New York City. Harold, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Good. You know, you were talking about these Christian pinheads earlier who don't like your choice of language.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I don't think they recognize great radio. You know, when you refer to the Bush crime family and you call them monsters, murderers, you refer to Iraq as a meat grinder, I think it's inspired. I love it. And it's clear. You know what? I use it myself now when I argue with some idiot who is like for Nader or something, you know.
Well, in a more well-ordered world, Ralph Nader would definitely have a place in the political spectrum. It's just a damn shame that he decided that he wants to start as president of the United States instead of serving in a few other elective offices. But I don't want to go. I just don't want to go into the Nader maze.
No, the thing is, though, here in New York City, like, we don't really see too many Bushites, but I do see a number of people who are for Nader. But that's not why I called. I just wanted to say one more thing about Style on the Radio. You remind me in many ways of Gene Shepard.
Oh, my God, the writer from way back in the 40s.
Yeah, he had a radio show on WOR. They still play him on WBAI in New York.
Yeah, so I've heard. He was one of my favorite humorists, favorite writer. I used to read his stuff in the Are You Ready? Saturday Evening Post.
Oh my God! Well, I mean,
a thousand years ago.
Well, in many ways, your style is very much similar to his.
Well, that's a compliment. Thank you. I take that as a definite compliment. Thank you.
I'm surprised you hadn't heard it before.
I don't think I have. Huh?
The reason I called, I told your screener, you know, you're talking about Ohio. Here in New York City, what can we do? Do you think it would be effective if people from all over the United States started calling his office, the state attorney general in Ohio? I mean, is that a good thing for us to do?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if that's effective anymore. I would certainly be willing to do it. I just don't know if these people even respond anymore. Once you become a card-carrying member of the Flying Monkey Right, which is the auxiliary that provides resources to the Bush crime family, once you become a member of the Flying Monkey Right, you know, 5 million people can take to the streets. It doesn't mean anything. People globally, you can have Spaniards and Brits and Germans and Australians and Sri Lankans turn out in protest of a war that hasn't started yet, and it doesn't mean anything. You can have 50,000 people inside or outside of Ohio send you an email or a phone call that says, how dare you disenfranchise people because of this rule you made up, and it means nothing. So I don't know any longer. I honestly don't. Frankly, Harold, it would probably be a good idea to inundate this slob's office with as many phone calls, emails, and letters as possible, but I don't know that it would make any difference.
I mean, the good news is that you're on in Columbus, Ohio. I'm sure that's a pretty fairly big market in Ohio, so you probably do have a number of listeners there.
Columbus, if there's any area of the city that is of the state that is progressive, it would be Columbus. And I would imagine that there are active organizations, whether they're pro-carry or not, in Ohio, that are outraged at this action taken by Ohio Secretary of State. I would be willing to bet you, Harold, that there is a very active campaign beginning, even as we speak, to offset what this neo-Nazi has said to the thousands of people who registered on the wrong weight of paper. God!
Maybe Move On has like a link for them or something, you know.
Yeah,
I just can't sit by myself and just not do anything. I hate that, you know.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. I understand.
You know, it's funny. It's like one step forward and two steps back. Today also we got some good news from Florida that a federal judge has allowed for some voter allowed some kind of case to be heard in a Supreme Court about voters' rights that Jeb Bush wanted to shut down. I forgot the details. It was on Randy Rhodes today. But, I mean, so that was good news, and now we get this. You know, we can't win, I swear to God. I mean,
yeah.
We can't win in November, I tell everybody. You know, I own a bar, and I made an offer to anybody, you know, come in and tell me carry in a landslide and you get a free drink on me, but don't tell me that you're afraid. I don't want to hear fearful.
Right.
I don't want to hear that.
I gotcha. And yeah, Kathy and I are going to come to your bar. You're doing an Alphabetville, aren't you?
Yeah, we're on Avenue A and East 12th Street in the East.
Avenue A and East 12th. All right. And it's what's the name of it again? Harold's?
Raven.
Raven. I'm just jerking you around, Harold. I know it's Raven. We're going to show up there. We're going to come in there. When Kathy and I finally make it up to New York, we're going to bring Franken and Randy and Janine, and we're all going to come down there and just drink into the wee hours of the morning.
Well, we'll roll out the red carpet for you.
I swear to God we're going to do it. And they may do it before Kathy and I ever get up there. But we'll do it, I promise you. Harold, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you, Mike. Take care.
All right, you have a nice evening. Quoth the Raven, nevermore. We got time for another call? I don't think we do, do we? I guess we do, sure. We can always. Bob is calling from Queens. Hey, Bob.
You know, don't recoil from your use of language about the crime family and the giggling killer in the White House.
Yeah.
Because after 8 years of these mean Republicans calling Clinton a murderer, a pervert, and a rapist, and calling Hillary a dyke, and calling Bonnie Frank, Bonnie Fag, I mean, these are the meanest people ever, so you have a right to your caustic language.
Well, what they called Hillary that upset me was feminazi. Some of my best friends are dykes, frankly.
Yeah, and I laugh because when Vince Foster committed suicide, they said Hillary was having an affair with him.
Oh,
and then later they called her a lesbian. So which is it?
Right. Who cares, right? All right, we got about a minute, Bob. Quick, talk to me.
Yeah, all right. Let me just say one thing. What Kerry should do is make up a list of Bush's 20 flip-flops. Of course, there are 20 of them, of course.
Oh, easy.
Much more serious than his own.
Right.
And challenge the media and say, you're running all his flip-flop ads against me. Why don't you highlight all of these flip-flops and accentuate every day? Because Bush can't talk about the economy. He can't talk about Iraq. All he could say is, I'm going to make you safer than this other guy who's a flip-flopper.
I know. I hear you. That's a good idea. Good idea, but it probably won't be done. Bob, thanks, man. Appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. Gosh, another one in the can, huh? Thanks for participating on whatever level you did this evening, Truth Seeker. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Have a pleasant evening. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The former Category 3 Hurricane Jeanne has been downgraded to a tropical depression after killing at least six people in Florida and leaving more than 5 million without power. The storm has been dumping heavy rains on Georgia, and it is moving north. Don't ask Florida Governor Jeb Bush to pick which hurricane was worse, Charlie, Francis, Ivan, or Jeanne.
They all are powerful. They all have created havoc in our state. They all stink.
For a time, nearly 2 million Floridians were without power, but the governor says a growing concern is housing. With each passing hurricane, more and more people are being left homeless, and traditional shelter systems, he says, may be inadequate. Three members of the Iraqi National Guard are dead following a car bombing in the city of Mosul. Meanwhile, witnesses are saying at least three are dead and dozens injured after American warplanes targeted militant positions in East Baghdad's Sadr City. The area has been the site of several clashes between militants and the U.S. military. President Bush, speaking in Ohio Monday, said, "I think we're going to carry Ohio and that we're going to have a great victory." Bush addressed thousands of supporters who turned out to hear his campaign message in Westchester, Ohio. Bush told supporters he's getting ready for the upcoming debate, but joked it is getting a little difficult to prepare because Kerry, quote, keeps changing his position. And on Iraq, he also said the rest of the 40-member coalition